Drug shortages are a fact of life in hospitals across the nation. Hospitals say they're forced to pay extremely high prices to get critical drugs at times, if they can get them at all. In the second part of a series, NPR's Joe Neal reports on whether some drug distributors are manipulating the supply of drugs to enjoy windfall profits.
There are many reasons for drug shortages. Sometimes pharmaceutical manufacturers can't make enough drugs to keep up with demand. Or the Food and Drug Administration shuts down a factory when a company runs into quality control problems. Or pharmacies run out of drugs because they don't keep a very big supply on hand, because managed care encourages them to keep inventories low. But there is increasing evidence that some shortages may be deliberately triggered by a few prescription drug wholesalers. They're after higher prices. The pattern is arousing the suspicion of government officials.
I'm David Work, and I'm Executive Director of the Pharmacy Board in North Carolina. I've had this job for 26 years.
As he takes a seat in his office next to a mound of papers, David Work explains that he is both pharmacist and lawyer. From this shopping center storefront near Chapel Hill, the board regulates the pharmacy business all across the state. Over the years, Work has seen a lot of cases come and go. The one that enrages him most right now is a trend he spotted a little over a year ago. Pharmacists began telling him that some drug wholesalers were offering drugs at huge markups, drugs that nobody could find anywhere else. He sent out an email asking for examples.
One example which came back from this inquiry was that this dexamethasone injection, which went for $1.10, $1.15 a vial, went to $187 a vial. Truly startling.
From $1.10 to almost $200, nearly overnight. Dexamethasone is a common steroid used to treat pain and other conditions. For months, it's been very hard to get nationwide. Flyers being faxed daily to pharmacies are asking big prices for dexamethasone and other drugs that are nearly impossible to find elsewhere.
It's almost extortion, because people must have these drugs in order to go through the procedures they need in hospitals just to try to maintain their health.
To understand what's going on here, it's important to know how drugs get from the factory to the pharmacy. The most direct route is through one of five big drug wholesalers, companies like McKesson and Bergen-Brunswig. These companies process tens of billions of dollars a year in pharmaceutical sales. They do not appear to be part of this problem.
In the cases that were reported to us, they were small wholesalers, and really what you call third-line wholesalers, at least from our impression, and they seemed to have access to drugs when no one else could get them. But it looks like a market manipulation when no one else has this drug, including the manufacturer, but this one wholesaler has a generous supply at outrageously high prices.
The main business of these small to medium-sized wholesalers is peddling discounted prescription drugs. They seek a profit by looking for last-minute factory closeouts at drug companies or odd lots that other warehousers need to unload quickly. Sometimes it's to meet a sales quota or because a case of perfectly fine drugs is close to its expiration date. These wholesalers are on the constant lookout for customers like hospitals and retail pharmacies with a need. This kind of trade is legal. Cornering markets is not. One of the pharmacists who helped in Work's inquiry is Jane Yance. She runs the pharmacy at Moorhead Memorial Hospital in Eden.
When this all first started and all these secondary vendors were, to me, seemed to be popping up from nowhere, people I'd never heard of before, and they're calling and they're faxing, and where do they get this drug? When I can't get it from my major wholesaler or the manufacturer, where are they getting it?
She suspects that some distributors may be hoarding drugs, though neither she nor David Work have any proof of that. Nevertheless, the secondary wholesalers contacting her seem to have a sixth sense for impending drug shortages.
And they tell us that whatever drug is getting ready to go in short supply, and do we want to buy some? And I'll tell you, 90% of the time, they're right. This is from the 15th and 16th.
The faxes today are from several companies, including Nationwide Medical Surgical of Van Nuys, California. Nationwide is advertising the hard-to-get steroid Celestone and dozens of other drugs.
Celestone Soluspan, they are selling a vial for $87. We normally pay $35, $42. Zimuron. They're selling for $329. We normally pay $124.38. Vinblastine, which is a chemo agent that's been on back order lately, we normally pay $6.38 a vial, paid $90.58. It's a chemo agent. You know, we do what we have to do to get it in and take care of the patient.
So are you going to buy these?
If I don't have any on the shelf, yeah, I probably will.
Nationwide declined to take calls from NPR. Yant says that patients don't directly pay for these higher prices, not yet. The hospital absorbs the cost because insurance companies don't make allowances for price gouging. But inevitably, patients will pay in the form of higher insurance premiums as hospitals try to recoup their costs. Nobody can explain why exactly, but the spate of shortages in the past couple of years has not affected those drugs that already have a big price tag. There are no shortages of Viagra or Lipitor or Nexium. What's running out are the low-cost generics that cost pennies a dose. And it's not just in North Carolina. Scott Mark runs the pharmacy at Children's National Medical Center in Washington, D.C. He's been very active in monitoring shortages across the country.
Whenever there is a shortage, all these middlemen or black market vendors seem to pop up and have no difficulty in getting these drugs. Now, of course, they're buying it up somewhere at some sort of a premium and then wanting to sell it back to you at an even higher premium. And so what you're seeing is relatively common drugs that might cost you a dollar or less per dose are running, you know, hundreds of dollars.
Mark says it's a phenomenon of smaller distributors, not the mainstream businesses that fill most pharmacy orders. Ron Streck represents those larger distributors. He's the president and CEO of the Healthcare Distributors Management Association.
There will always be some bad apples that will always try to corner a market or take advantage of a situation. But I don't believe that you can say, therefore, distributors are trying to manipulate the market. There are a few that will try to do that.
Most of the time, he says, distributors help keep prices lower than they might otherwise be by centralizing the drug supply business. Imagine the chaos and the expense if all 133,000 pharmacies had to go directly to each of 640 different drug companies to buy their drugs.
You can look at almost $100 billion in additional costs if you just removed that so-called middleman. They're not middlemen. They're a critical function in healthcare for this country.
But as shortages multiply and begin to spill over into retail pharmacies, even larger distributors are likely to come under increased scrutiny, as will drug makers themselves. As of this morning, nearly four dozen drugs are in short supply nationwide, according to the American Society of Health System Pharmacists. 3 years ago, there were virtually none. As the higher prices charged by drug companies are raised even higher by distribution costs, it will attract more attention from regulators such as David Work.
To me, I see no excuse for it. It's just way beyond what you'd expect from normal type commerce. It's unjust enrichment, in my view, and something needs to be done about it.
Maybe something will. Based on Work's evidence, the North Carolina Attorney General is investigating possible violations of laws regulating antitrust and unfair and deceptive trade practices. Joe Neal, NPR News, Carrboro, North Carolina.